The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
The criticism that Kanye West is getting, being called an Uncle Tom by the likes of Snoop Dogg. One Democratic strategist, black, said Kanye West, quote, is what happens when Negroes don't read, close quote, calling a black man in 2018 a Negro is a demeaning term, and he knows it, but most people watching the program probably are unaware of it. That's how you're able to get away with it. See, the only group that you can beat up, malign, attack, insult more than white males, white Republicans, or black Republicans. Now, what's the line? We hear over and over and over again. I watch a lot of MSNB, hee-haw, so that you guys don't have to. I watch a lot of CNN so that you guys don't have to. And I will tell you the driving theme is Donald Trump got elected by appealing to white races. Donald Trump got elected by appealing to white races. What did Van Jones say?
White lash.
That is a constant theme. President Trump's a racist. President Trump's a racist because he said Maxine Waters has low IQ. Never mind, he said the same thing about Robert De Niro, who last time I looked is not black, but that's irrelevant. President Trump's a racist. President Trump questioned whether or not Obama was from Hawaii, therefore he's a racist. Never mind, Hillary's the first one who started this. Oh, yeah, Hillary's campaign did. She's the one who started the birther movement. And somehow her hands are completely clean. Fingerprints not left anywhere. Never mind, her top henchman, Sidney Blumenthal, went to the McClatchy newspapers. The then editor went public and said, yeah, he came to me, and he told me that Obama is from Africa. And we put a reporter on to track down the rumor. Turned out it wasn't true, but Sidney Blumenthal absolutely said that to us. He is from Africa. So Hillary started it. And no one calls her a bigot because of it, but Donald Trump, because he picked it up, is now a bigot. The mantra over and over and over again, isn't it? That President Obama stirred up the racist beast in the heart of American, mostly American white males, I guess, and that's why Donald Trump got elected. Never mind 700 counties that voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012 of the 700 counties. Never mind that 200 switched to Donald Trump. Did they become racist during the 8 years when President Trump was in office and then they realized they were, or did their racism go into recession like cancer? I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm white. That seems to be my problem.
The city over 100 that most voted for Donald Trump was Abilene. 80% voted for President Trump. Guess which city just elected its first black mayor? Abilene. Now, explain to me, how is it that Donald Trump got put into office by all these white racists who then turned around and voted for a black guy to be mayor of the city? Because the point is that white people are nervous about a country that's becoming increasingly a country of color, and therefore they're panicking. They want somebody in there to stop this. They want a Nazi in there, right? Listen to what Chris Matthews, who frequently makes the same argument I just now made to you, has conceded. He doesn't even realize what he said. Listen to this.
I do understand President Trump as much as any of us.
He's talking about why it is that President Trump invited Kanye West into the Oval Office.
I do understand President Trump as much as any of us do. He always shoots the moon. He does the thing in the contest of ideas and politics that the other people don't do. Here he is sitting with a hip hop guy who apparently has got some sort of bizarre politics that, fine. I think it runs against the idea that he's a racist. It runs against the idea that Trump doesn't like minorities, that he's going after Harona, going after Maxine Waters, going after the usual suspects, if you will, in politics, in a sort of a racial way. And here he is flipping it and confusing people. But mainly it's for white people. Because white people won't vote for a guy, most of them, if they think they're racist.
Most white people won't vote for a guy if they think he's a racist.
He don't like white guys.
That's the opposite of the narrative that you have been giving, your colleagues have been giving, your colleagues at CNN have been giving for the last 2 years. Donald Trump is a bigot. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And he's encouraged all the white bigots, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, to vote for me because I'll keep the country white. That's the mantra. That's the line. That's what Don Lemon has basically said. That's what Jake Tapper has essentially said. Anderson Cooper has said it. Dumb and Dumber have said it. I'm talking about Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. They've said it.
That's what you say, Larry.
That is their mantra. And here you have somebody who's been saying this now admitting, well, the truth is, and I know white people, says Chris Matthews. I've been white all my life. I hang around with a lot of white people, so I know them. And I got to tell you something. White people won't vote for a black, for a person if they think he's a bigot. That's the opposite of what you guys have been saying.
I do understand President Trump as much as any of us do. He always shoots the moon. He does the thing in the contest of ideas and politics that the other people don't do. Here he is sitting with a hip-hop guy who apparently has got some sort of bizarre politics that, fine, I think it runs against the idea that he's a racist. It runs against the idea that Trump doesn't like minorities, that he's going after Harona, going after Maxine Waters, going after the usual suspects, if you will, in politics in a sort of a racial way. And here he is flipping it and confusing people. But mainly it's for white people. Because white people won't vote for a guy, most of them, if they think they're racist. So if you show you're not in some plaintive, cartoonish way, you get some off the hook. You know what I'm saying?
White people, comma, at least most of them, comma, won't vote for somebody if they think he's a racist.
Is this a game show?
Chris, doesn't that shoot a hole in your theory that the reason President Trump got elected? It's because white racists rose up?
Do I have any role in this show, or do I just sit here and listen to your rap?
Never mind that Trump got a smaller percentage of the white vote than did Mitt Romney. Never mind that Trump got a higher percentage of the black vote than did Mitt Romney. Higher percentage of the Asian vote than did Mitt Romney. Higher percentage of the Hispanic vote than Mitt Romney. But your mantra over at CNN and at MSNBC has been for the last 2 years, this is a country whose racism has been awakened by a racist named President Trump. And now you're conceding, Chris Matthews, that white people won't vote for somebody if they think he's a racist? Are you saying most white people are not racist?
Thank you, Larry.
Does that include white Republicans? Not racist? Most white people won't vote for somebody if they think he's a racist? Is that why David Duke, the former Wizard of the Klan, ran 5 times and lost all 5 times? Is that why?
Larry, you just want to yell.
But, Kanye West was full of it when he talked about the lack of fathers in the home, which means this gentleman was full of it.
Well, it starts in the home. You know, if the father's not in the home, the boy will find the father in the streets. Yeah. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since. It starts in the home. You know, if the streets raise you, then the judge becomes your mother and, you know, and prison becomes your home.
You know, it's like the plan they did to take the fathers out of the home and promote welfare. Does anybody know about that? That's a Democratic plan.
I hate saying this because white people love hearing black people talk about this. I know for a fact that had I had a father,
I'd have had some discipline. I'd have had more confidence.
Your mother cannot calm you down the way a man can. Your mother can't reassure you the way a man can. You know, my mother couldn't show me where my manhood was. But you need a man to teach you how to be a man.
Well, it starts in the home. You know, if the father's not in the home, the boy will find the father in the streets. Yeah. I saw it in my generation and every generation before me and everyone since.
But, white lash. But,
white lash.
Most white people won't vote for somebody if they think he's a racist. Wow. I'm Larry Elder.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhall.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.